breaking ball and a call. Strike three. Third strikeout for Zach.
He's going to just watch it go. A grand slam for Bryson Stott.
And there's a high fly ball. Deep right field. Harper watches it fly.
So we waited an extra day for that. Hey there, podcast pals from WHYY and Billy Penn. It is hitting season. I'm John Stolness from The Good Fight and Billy Penn. You can follow me on Twitter at John Stolness. A not a fun day at Citizens Bank Park on Friday as we will take a look back, recap opening day for the Phils. Looked like things were going to go in a very positive direction there for a little while, but in the end, an inept offense and a blow up by the bullpen, a bullpen that MLB Network and Fangraphs had rated as the number one bullpen coming into the season, blows up late and turns a two-run lead into a 9-3 loss to the Atlanta Braves at Citizens Bank Park. So a rough way to start off the season, although I will admit, I don't think it's quite as rough as last year's opening day loss to the Rangers, in which they blew a five-run lead after getting those five runs off of Jacob deGrom. This one doesn't feel nearly as bad as that one did, but still not what you wanted to do in front of your home crowd when you got Charlie Manuel throwing out the first pitch to Larry Boa. The place is going crazy. It had a playoff atmosphere from start till about the seventh inning or so. And then it started to get just a little bit quiet. But that place was rocking throughout the game. And we knew we were going to get a pitcher's duel coming into this game. And that is exactly what we got for the first six innings of this baby, is Zach Wheeler and Spencer Strider. The two guys that I think are the leading candidates for National League Cy Young this year. They were doing the Cy Young thing. They're both featuring new pitches. Strider's got that curveball. Zach Wheeler's got that splitter. They used them both. They both generated a ton of swing and misses. Zach Wheeler, a little bit better than Spencer Strider on opening day, but at the end of the day, it didn't really matter now, did it? And it just felt like, boy, you know, when we last saw these Phillies, they were striking out a lot. They were chasing a lot of pitches out of the strike zone. The offense was inconsistent and flailing, and all we heard about all offseason was that this offense wanted to take more disciplined at-bats and get away from what we saw in games 3, 4, 6, and 7 of the NLCS against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But Rome wasn't built in a day, friends, and that was evidenced by the Phillies' offensive performance, which we're going to get to here in just a moment. First, let's start on the positive. Another phenomenal Zach Wheeler start here. Six innings, no runs, five hits, six strikeouts, no walks. He looked dominant in this game. In fact, that line probably would have been better. He might have been able to go an extra inning were it not for a Trey Turner error on an easy ground ball up the middle. Trey Turner, who committed a number of errors, was the second worst shortstop in terms of defensive runs saved last year. He might have been able to stay in a little bit longer had he not had to throw extra pitches due to a Trey Turner error earlier in the game. But, you know, You're not going to push Zach Wheeler too deeply here. He was removed from this game in 89 pitches, but the calendar has yet to flip to April, and none of these guys have really built up that kind of arm stamina to go 100 pitches deep, especially against a team like the Braves, where it's got a playoff-type atmosphere. All of these pitches are high-leverage pitches. You don't want to do that to Zach Wheeler, first start of the season. So no issues whatsoever with pulling him when they did. It was windy, it was cold. He did his job. And when he left the game, he had a 2-0 lead thanks to Brandon Marsh, who put the Phillies on the board in the bottom of the fifth with a shocking 2-run opposite field bomb off of Spencer Strider. I mean, when that ball left the bat, I know it's windy, and so maybe that helped the ball carry a little bit, but that was a man's home run. That was an eye-opening home run from Brandon Marsh here to give the Phillies a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. And he has had some success off of Spencer Strider in his career. He's now 6-for-17 with two home runs off of Spencer Strider. Maybe we need to be batting him leadoff or cleanup when the Phillies are taking on the Braves ace. But Strider was almost as good as Zach Wheeler in this one. Five innings pitched, two earned runs, three hits, eight strikeouts, and two walks. The Phillies were swinging and missing a lot in this game, a lot of chasing. You know what? The Phillies got into the habit of taking strike one and then swinging strike two on balls out of the strike zone. That's what they were doing throughout this game. And that's what we saw them do in games, especially in games 6 and 7 of the National League Championship Series last year. And I was not overly concerned about the offense this spring, but I did mention it a few times on this podcast, did I not? I mean, the offense did not look good down in spring training, but it's spring training. We're not really supposed to worry about spring training stats. We're not supposed to worry about how a team full of veteran hitters look in spring training because they're all just working on stuff. And yes, I think what fans need to wrap their heads around is that this is just one game. The Phillies could very easily come out and win the second and third game of this series. I tweeted out something today that people thought was clickbait. I said, a leaky bullpen and no offense sounds a lot like the end of the 2023 playoffs. This is what the team looked like at the end of the 2023 playoffs. It's like this was game 8, right, of the National League Championship Series. They didn't look a whole lot different. But again, it is just one game out of 162. Now, I'm also not going to make fun of fans who are a little bit angry or who were a little bit put off by what they saw because it was a very disappointing loss. It was certainly a missed opportunity to have a real good springboard into the 2024 season. That's what we were hoping for. But again, we've seen this team get off to slow starts in April and May each of the last 2 years and then go on a run. Now, we've talked a lot about it. It's more important, we think, this season to get off to a good start because they don't have a whole lot of home games in August and September. Their schedule is front-loaded with a lot of home games, and so it is going to be more important for them, I think, to get off to a good start here in April and May, and this is not the kind of start you wanted to get off to. But I would also say that some of the mentions in my timeline are going a little bit overboard. Let me read a couple of these. I'm not going to mention names of these Twitter handles because I don't want anybody to get, to get slammed with people saying, oh, what an idiot or whatever. But, you know, I think here's one. I wasn't sure why people were so hyped for this year. Braves are the class of the league. We are an above average team that can't generate runs playing small ball and have no bullpen pitching. Well, I disagree. I think we've got bullpen pitching. I think this was just a really bad day. I've seen enough of Castellanos, by the way, was another one that I've gotten. And Castellanos was frustrating here in the season opener, swinging at pitches out of the strike zone. Somebody says, almost like they didn't address anything in the offseason. Let's see. Nothing changed other than signing a bench bat. Every contender got better, but Phillies did nothing to really improve. Let's see. There was a couple others I thought that were really a little bit more fiery. Dave Dombrowski is responsible for not adding any pieces to the bullpen this offseason. They needed to replace Kimbrel, and they didn't. Another one says, I have a really bad feeling about this year. I think running it back was a legit mistake. Somebody said, wait all offseason for baseball to come back, and the day it's back, we're instantly reminded how much it sucked watching this team do this exact thing. Another tweet, same team. What did we expect? Wasted Wheeler being brilliant. Well, yes, they did waste Wheeler being brilliant here. They changed nothing from last year and expected different results. Never had success with Schwarber at leadoff and the bullpen is trash after one game. Oh, that was somebody being sarcastic. Okay, never mind. I was looking at that one as if it was real. They were responding to someone who said, was told the best pen in baseball and Schwarber was the man at leadoff. So listen, people are unhappy. They're in everyone's mentions. It was a rough start to the season. And I don't blame fans for being a little bit annoyed, but it was just the first game of the season. It was just opening day. It was against the hated Braves. And I think everybody had some serious vibes going when the Phillies took that 2-0 lead. And it just kind of felt like they were going to continue to build on that lead like they did in the division series against the Braves. But remember, it's the regular season. They're not going to fold here in the regular season. They save that for October, right? They're not necessarily going to do that here in April. But as we get into the game here, you know, Zach Wheeler gives the team six innings of shutout ball. The Phillies get a 2-0 lead. Then you enter the top of the seventh inning and the Phillies bullpen cavalcade starts to blow up. And these are reliable pitchers who just had bad days. It just didn't seem like they were ready to answer the bell here. Matt Strom began the bullpen blow up brigade, unable to hit his spots, serving up a single to Michael Harris the second. He got Sean Murphy on a strikeout, then gave up back-to-back doubles to Marcelo Zuna. That put runners at second and third. And then pinch hitter Adam Duvall hit a double to left field to make it a 2-2 game. Now, this is a move where you can legitimately question question Rob Thompson what he was doing. We're not sure exactly why Strom stayed in the game to face Duvall and why he didn't bring in Jeff Hoffman at that point to face the right-hander. Hoffman did come in after that double that Strom gave up and managed to get the Phillies out of any further damage in that inning. I think actually Strom got another faced another batter after that, but Hoffman got the last two outs of that inning. So the Phillies enter the eighth inning tied 2-2. The offense, again, still outside of the Brandon Marsh two-run home run, not doing anything on the day. But Jose Alvarado, who is this team's best relief pitcher, blew up in the eighth and turned a 2-2 game into a 9-2 deficit before all was said and done. This was the worst outing of Alvarado's career. He allowed a double, two singles. He walked two batters and was charged with five earned runs allowed in just two-thirds of an inning. When he left, the score was still, though, just 4-2. And Connor Brogdon came in the game at that point. Connor Brogdon, who I think was probably the last person added to this team. Again, a curious decision to bring in Connor Brogdon at this point. He comes in and immediately throws a wild pitch to make it 5-2. He enters with the bases loaded, two outs, and the Phillies down two runs. Back-to-back walks with the wild pitch mixed in there resulted in two more Braves runs. He walked in a run, and then Matt Olson put the icing on the cake with a three-run bases-clearing double to the right field corner to make it 9-2. Castellanos adds an RBI single, a meaningless RBI single in the bottom of the ninth to make the final score 9-3. Connor Brogdon and Jose Alvarado needed 54 pitches to get through the eighth inning, gang. 54 pitches to get through the eighth inning. They combined for four hits, seven earned runs, four walks, and two strikeouts. This bullpen is going to be good. This was a really bad day by the bullpen. And it's going to be a while before Jose Alvarado's ERA gets down to a number that seems somewhat logical. Same thing with Matt Strom. Connor Brogdon, as soon as Orion Kerkering is back, I'm sure he's gone. And it would be, there's no way he should come in a game that is any closer than five or six runs. This was the most runs allowed by the Phillies bullpen. They allowed nine runs in a game for the first time since May of 2023. So it was a bad day. A bad day against a good Braves offense, a game you really wanted to have with Zach Wheeler pitching that well. But I will also say, equally to blame is the Phillies' offense. The bats continued their spring slumber. They were absolutely dead. Again, just one game. Not going to get worked up about it. Not going to get too upset about it. But it would be nice to see some of these guys wake up a little bit. They were sleeping all spring. We were told that without the World Baseball Classic and all these guys being in camp and being there, playing every day in spring training, not every day, but, you know, being with the team, taking the regular hacks and all that kind of stuff, that we wouldn't have slumps to start the season. And we may not. This is just, again, just one game. But the fact that the team didn't hit all spring, and now they come up here and they have this kind of a game where they are striking out a ton. They had just five hits on the day, five hits on opening day. And here's the more concerning part, guys. They hit one ball hard all day, and that was the Brandon Marsh two-run home run. They struck out 15 times and walked just three times in this game. Folks, you are not going to score runs if that's how you're doing business. And this was the modus operandi against the Diamondbacks late in that series. Now, the offense will come around too. So I get people, you know, the hot takes, the wild takes and all that stuff on Twitter. All I was trying to say was what we were watching here on opening day looked a lot like what we saw in the National League Championship Series. I don't think that's a hot take. It's what it was. The offense looked exactly like what it did in those games against the Diamondbacks, and the hope was, of course, that the team, and the hope is that the team will figure out a better way. But today it was a lot of strike one, strike two, and then you're in survival mode as a Phillies hitter. And make no mistake, the Braves have a good pitching staff. They do. Spencer Strider might be the best pitcher in baseball. It's understandable that you're going to strike out against that guy, but against the Braves bullpen, the big weapon that they do have is they got a lot of lefties in that bullpen. Four left-handers there who can really kind of neutralize Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper and Bryson Stott and the left-handers in that lineup that like to do some damage. But that's where Trey Turner and JT Realmuto and Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm have to do a job and get some runs on the board and get some hits and get some guys on base. And in the one inning in which they scored a couple runs, they started stealing some bases. They started making some things happen on the base paths, but just too much strike one, strike two in this game for the Phillies. And a lot of times it was strike one taking a pitch over the strike zone and then swinging and missing at the second pitch out of the strike zone instead of being patient and trying to work a count a little bit. Just the Phillies didn't do that here on opening day. So again, it's just opening day. It's just one game. It's a disappointing start to opening day. I don't think it's as bad a defeat as what we saw last year against the Texas Rangers on opening day, but certainly not the start that you wanted, especially after the Brandon Marsh two-run home run early. But it was good to see Major League Baseball back in Philadelphia. The crowd was into it. The crowd will be into it all weekend long. These games against the Braves, they're all going to have a postseason-like feel to them all season long. It's really great that actually we're starting the season off against our most hated rival, the Atlanta Braves. And you know the Braves want to get a little bit of payback, right? This is not going to make up for the two straight division series losses they've suffered at the hands of the Phillies, but you had to know it felt good for them to steal this game from the Phillies here on opening day. And that's what makes it hurt. It gets in the crawl just a little bit more. The fact that we had this game at a two-run lead late, and the normally very outstanding bullpen couldn't get it done, and the Phillies couldn't add to the lead at any point in this game. So looking at the next two games, Saturday, game number two, you'll have Max Fried against Aaron Nola, another great pitching matchup. Max Fried does pretty well against these Phillies left-handers, but they have had success against him in the past. So that game starts 4:05 Eastern time. And then the finale will be another day game on Sunday, 1:35 Eastern time. Two left-handers, Chris Sale against Ranger Suarez. Ranger Suarez, of course, looked unbelievable this spring. We'll see if he was able to bring his pinpoint command and his nasty breaking stuff up north. And we'll get our first look at Chris Sale, the guy who they are hoping can be an improvement over Bryce Elder. And again, as a left-hander, can really neutralize Bryce Harper and Bryson Stott and Kyle Schwarber and Brandon Marsh in that lineup. We'll see. And if he does it here early in the season, we'll see if he's able to keep it going throughout the season. I, of course, am skeptical that Chris Sale will be able to stay in the rotation all season long, but three great pitching matchups from two of the three best teams in the National League. In my opinion, outside of maybe Astros-Yankees, and you could argue that this series is bigger than Astros-Yankees, these are the best matchups on opening weekend here. There's great stuff from the Braves and the Phillies. It looked like it was going to be a real barn burner. It looked like it was going to be a real sweaty palms time here late in this game as the Phillies were holding that 2-0 lead. But in the end, the bullpen faltered. The offense couldn't get it done. And the Phillies fall to the Braves here on opening day 9-3. All right, just a quickie opening day recap podcast here for you. Justin and Liz and I will be back on Sunday night or Monday night to recap this series, and we'll talk about games 2 and 3. And I know Justin was out at opening day here on Friday, so we'll get his thoughts on the ambiance of opening day at Citizens Bank Park, how it was like to be there in the stands. Obviously, disappointing with the way things turned out, but opening day in Philadelphia, especially with this team now, with the vibes this team has and the expectations, surely must have been a good time for most of the time that he was there. So we'll check in with him about that and get a little feel for opening day from Friday here as we are recording this. And we'll look forward to talking to you on Sunday night or Monday night. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of Hittin' Season, your Phillies opening day recap, and hoping for better things here on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time right here on Hittin' Season.